2 months ago, Joseph Momoa was heading home to Nanakuli. As soon as he stepped out of his truck, he knew something was wrong. He could smell it.
So I ran out of my house to look out, but when I turned around and faced the mountain, there was like the cloud of smoke was coming over the top. I knew the wind was coming around this area and then sweeping over to my side. It was going pretty fast, so I think this fire is going to be here in like maybe 5 minutes or so.
That fire got within 100 yards of Momoa's backyard. Luckily, he and his neighbors escaped any damage, but they're reminded of it every time they drive into the valley. Dark patches cover swaths of the ridgeline where Kiawe and native forest once grew. Captain David Jenkins from the Honolulu Fire Department points to the burnt areas you can still see from the highway.
This is what we're talking about here, this brush fire. That went all the way
this is just a small segment of the brush fire. Once you get into that area, you'll see the scope of how large this brush fire actually went.
Jenkins says it scorched more than 2,500 acres of land and took nearly 100 state and county firefighters to put it out. But it's not just Nanakuli that's at risk.
From Hawaii Kai to the leeward side, from Wailua to Kahuku, throughout the whole island, the potential for wildland fires is there.
And it's not just Oahu. So far this year, nearly 11,000 acres have burned statewide. That's twice as much as all of 2015. Dry conditions are typical after El Nino events in Hawaii, and this past one was one of the strongest on record. Rob Hoff is the state protection forester with the Department of Land and Natural Resources.
If you go back through the data, there definitely is occurrence of much larger fires during El Nino years, and that's exactly what we've seen this year. We don't expect that the drought conditions are going to be alleviated by rainfall anytime soon. This will likely go through October, maybe November.
With an above-average fire season ahead, state officials stress a need for public awareness. Hawaii Wildfire Management Organization is a nonprofit that's working with federal, state, and local agencies to kickstart a campaign to provide information and tips for homeowners. A full list can be found on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.